Hello, everyone. I'm Daniel Jones, the Tribune's Mizzou football reporter, and welcome to a special edition of the Mizzou Sports Podcast with Missouri Athletic Director Jim Sterk. Before we get to our conversation with Jim Sterk, I'd like to present our sponsors for the Mizzou Sports Podcast. You can save when you insure both your home and auto with Shelter. Shelter Insurance agents Mitch Theed and Ed Holt are proud sponsors of this Mizzou Sports Podcast. Columbia Water and Light offers rebates and low-interest loans to help finance energy-efficient home improvements. Visit ColumbiaPowerPartners.com for more information. Missouri is now 1/4 of the way through the football season with a record of 1-2 and is coming off a crushing 35-3 home loss to Purdue. Saturday, the Tigers will host number 15, Auburn, which is 2-1 and beat Mercer last week 24-10. I talked to Jim Sterk Friday about his takeaways from the first three games of the football season and whether those three games have impacted his opinion on the program. We also touched on the buzz that still lingers around the men's basketball team and Missouri's upcoming game against Auburn. Enjoy. Before we get to football, can you give the readers of the Tribune an update on Missouri's other fall sports that are currently underway?
Sure. We, you know, had a tough loss against Kentucky the other night in volleyball, but, you know, I think they're continuing to get better. Mizzou soccer. So it's kind of been a mixed bag so far. And then the All-Star from last year started off strong with Carissa Schweitzer winning setting a record at the Vandy cross-country meet. So, some good. And I think just a couple of teams, soccer and volleyball, trying to find themselves, and football kind of the same way. So, we've got a lot of season left, and hoping for some excitement as we get further along.
Speaking of football, what have been your takeaways from the first three games of the football season?
I think that in some ways, they really worked hard in the off season, and I met with the student leaders of each class in football, and they are really focused on winning a championship, and so that took a little bit of a side road, and hopefully it's just a detour, and they can get back on track and compete for a championship. And I think they still have that opportunity. That those goals are still out there, but I think they know that better than you or I or any fan know that, and so they're focused on winning this Saturday and focused on the next nine games so that they can still realize that goal.
Have the first three games of the season changed your opinion on the football program, what it's capable of, or the future of that program?
Not really. I think this season there's 12 games to play, and obviously that we're being 1-2 is not the start we wanted, what anyone wanted, and after finishing winning 2 out of 3 last year, we thought we could hit a stride and have when we have 10 of 11 offensive players back, that would take off from where they left it last year. And so that hasn't happened yet. And I think, the first game showed a little of that firepower, but the last two games haven't. And so I think they've got to focus on, not making mistakes and winning, the three facets of the game, the special teams and the offense and defense. And so they're focused on doing that. And I'm looking forward to, good game this tomorrow.
How do you evaluate coaches, especially coaches at Revenue Sports, kind of on a regular basis? I know that's something that, as an administrator, you have to do continuously.
So there's no formal throughout the year, but more of ongoing discussions and supporting them so that they can have success, and then after the season, sitting down and talking about pros and cons and things. But there may be things during the year that you talk about, but they know their craft better than I. as far as, you know, what needs to be done to be successful. And you know, people might not see a lot of the progress that has been made, you know, with this team so far. It hasn't showed up on the field, but I think they've made a lot of progress internally and are moving forward. And so the finishing results are what, you know, what's performed out on the field. And so they have to close the deal on that.
Was it discouraging at all to see the east side of the stadium kind of clear out in the second half against Purdue last week?
Yeah, it's not something you ever want to see. But it was understandable. It was that's the hot side, and that's why very, very attractive, you know, about moving the team to the other side for games like that, but because it is hot out there, and it's not for me to criticize someone, you know, for sitting, you know, not wanting to sit out in the sun, and the game unfortunately wasn't going our way, and things were not going well. So I'm never going to criticize a fan for not doing, you know, not coming out, but we do need their support, and we need them to be into the game. And I know the players and staff really appreciate it when they do.
How does Missouri stack up with other teams in the Southeastern Conference when it comes to season ticket sales for football?
So we're, I think, on an average, the SEC averages about 67,000 for season ticket sales, and we were at 37. That was last year, as we compared last year. So we're about second to last, basically, in season ticket sales. I think we're ahead of Vanderbilt, and the average is around 12,000. We were at about, I'm confusing that with donor base, but 67,000 for is the average sale of tickets, and we're about 37. And then on the donor side, on the annual fund side, we were at 7,900 and had a record year and all that. And the average annual donor base is around 12,000 in the SEC. The high end, I think, Texas A&M is about 18 as far as annual donors. And so those are two areas that, you know, we really, you know, really started this year in the off season with outbound ticket sales, and that group's working hard, you know, with groups and things. And so we're going to continue to make progress and try to quickly reach that average as quickly as we can. And so that's a goal of ours to do in the next few years.
If anything, that really gives perspective on the power and the resources of other teams in the league, that they have donor bases and even season ticket sales that are that high. 60,000 is more than a lot of teams have, you know, stadium capacity.
Exactly, for the rest of the country, yeah. Most, you know, especially out west and that I've been around. And so it's a lot. It's very strong. And that support helps you with your operational funds and being able to, you know, provide the facilities and the support and staffing and student athlete experience. So we're focusing on trying to provide the best student athlete experience. We're going to need, you know, continued help to be able to do that and compete in the SEC.
Perhaps in that vein, has the South End Zone project had an impact on future ticket sales in 2019 or beyond?
That we really haven't started to sell yet. You know, some people have expressed interest about the suites and things like that. And so as we kind of do the finishing touches on the design phase, then we'll be able to probably later this winter, you know, start that, or in the start of 18, start to sell those ahead of time and start that campaign. So that, you know, it won't be open until 19. So we'll be using all of 18 to do that.
Kind of shifting gears a little bit. It's mid-September, but there's still a lot of buzz about the men's basketball program and their season that's coming up. Do you find that excitement for one team in an athletic program raises the profile for the entire, you know, program as a whole?
Yeah, I think, you know, all ships rise, and I think that really it does, and we're actually, you know, close to selling out that for the season for men's basketball, and so in season ticket sales, and so what that means is there'll be limited number of tickets, basically based on, you know, if the students or opposing teams turn back some tickets, those will be the only tickets that might be available by the time the season starts. So that's really positive, and you know, a great change, and that momentum will help all of us.
You, as you mentioned to me in the spring, you knew that Konzo Martin could be a link in bringing the Porter family back to Columbia. But what are your thoughts on his ability to attract recruits since he was able to get Michael Porter? He's obviously had a lot of success on the recruiting front since April.
Yeah, I think it. He and his staff have done a great job and been able to secure other kids came besides Michael and rounded out the class really well, so with some experience with Cassius and then the rest of the freshman class coming in, so that, you know, Tillman and Blake Harris, and so a, you know, really good class that with a lot of talent and an infusion of talent and youth, and then and some veterans. So that's been really positive, and I think will help as we head in the SEC, and, you know, those freshmen haven't played, but we've got a good core group of players that are back, and I think it'll help, you know, everyone on the team. And so that's been really a positive move.
Have you noticed an added interest from the St. Louis area in terms of ticket sales or donations since Coach Martin, he's had a lot of success, particularly in that area, recruiting players? Have you noticed any added interest from the St. Louis side in terms of basketball ticket sales or donations?
You know, I haven't asked that question specifically, as far as, you know, where they're from. But I do, you know, I do expect that's, you know, that's definitely the case. Anytime that I'm in, you know, the St. Louis area, which I was on Wednesday, just, you know, a lot of interest from St. Louis and people that are interested in our program overall. And I think that'll help not only athletics, but also the university as well.
Kind of a broad-based question. At this point in time, what has you feeling optimistic about the Missouri Athletic Department?
We've got a great group of staff and coaches that are dedicated. That really makes me optimistic about our future, and that we've just, I think, really kind of touched the surface on our potential. I think we're a program that is on the rise and will be on the rise. And for us last year to finish highest ever finish at 33rd in the country, I think, you know, the goal is to have each of our programs, you know, competing in the top 25, and I think that's very realistic for us. So I'm excited about that challenge and growing the program that way, and I'm excited. I got to during the summers travel a lot, different places, you know, the Mexicos, the Moberleys, the Palmyra area, Hannibal area, and just different places like that. And then personally, we went down to South Central Missouri and took my father-in-law, who had been born there and raised there up till high school age, and then moved out to Washington. So I got to go down to Salem and Eminence and spend time there. So I think it's a great state, and I think our marketing staff and our staff have really tried to, as I look at it, you know, we're surrounded by eight states that are trying to pilfer our treasures, and we need to put a more of a lockdown on the state, and so it's important for each part of that, and we're working with Extension and to have an ambassador representing athletics on each of the the county extension councils, and I think we've got 40 placed so far, and we're working on 100 to get to 114. And so that'll really help us be able to hear from them, but then also get information out as well. And so I joke that, you know, at Washington State, the last land grant I was at was, we had Canada and Idaho, and they weren't as competitive about stealing all our guys, you know. So so we've got more, you know, our athletes, stealing our athletes and donations and support and everything. And so we've got a neat opportunity, I think, you know, with the direction of President Choi and Chancellor Cartwright, I couldn't feel better, more optimistic about our future. So I'm really excited about it, and more excited than I was a year ago.
As kind of a final question, Saturday night, Missouri hosts Auburn. It's the last game of a 4-game homestand, an SEC night game. What kind of opportunity is that for the football program to kind of make things right after a tough week last week against Purdue?
You know, I think it's a great opportunity to compete. I think it's an opportunity for, you know, as a player, as a coach, and everyone wants it to happen. And so it's an opportunity for them to really, you know, play against one of the better teams. I think they're ranked 15th or something right now. And as a competitor, that gets your juices flowing. And so for us, we need to make progress and really, you know, make it a competitive game and go out to win. And I think then it reduces, you know, the level of concern, if you will, that, you know, of last week, a bad game. And I told some of the coaches, I was in a game once where I lost. We were favored to win, and I was a player as a freshman, and I think we lost 64-0, and I think I would cause 30 points of that or something like that. And you know, you got, and football teaches you to bounce back, and you got to get up the next week, and you got to, you know, okay, what did I do wrong? And, you know, I was making my reads all wrong and not reading, you know, pass and run that through the lineman. I learned a lot. And so I think, you know, there's been a lot of that going on. We've had some young players on the defensive side. I think we're going to continue to get better that way. And I think offensively, a lot of learning going on too, that we thought we were going to be good, and we've got to work to get to be good. And so we've got 9 games to do that. And I think I expect us to compete and the kids to have some fun going out there and playing.
Jim, thanks very much for, you know, making time to talk with me today. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Always enjoy getting a chance to talk to you about Mizzou athletics. Thanks again.
Okay. All right. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.